This week's dry bean scene is made possible in part by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, FMC, and Johnstown Bean Company. Dry edible bean harvest remains at a standstill throughout much of North Dakota and Minnesota. According to USDA's weekly crop progress report, the North Dakota harvest is at 61% complete and at 68% complete in Minnesota. Gilby, North Dakota farmer David Dixon has a portion of his crop still left in the field. Dixon says area farmers are having a difficult time even entering fields.
We were having an average precipitation year up until September. Then when that hit, it just slowed everything down, and it's going to be a long time. We might have to have some of the ground freeze before we can get into the fields and combine them. So, because the problem is the pressure on the headers that are, it's going to start pushing the dirt, so you can't really get it right now. So the weather 10-day forecast doesn't look that there's going to be too much rain coming in. So hopefully we can get back into the fields eventually and get these beans out there, because there is a lot of standing beans there. So hopefully we can get them done.
Dixon, who serves as president of the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, says this year's dry bean crop has generally been meeting yield expectations.
Quality was there up until, well, we don't really know what it is now, but hopefully it still maintains that. A lot of these elevators, they don't have a lot of ability to store wet beans, and that's what we're going to be taking off here soon. So I think they're kind of working with us and maybe mixing the beans or putting them in air bins and drying them down, because a lot of farmers don't have storage for dry beans. They have storage for corn and soybeans, but the dry beans, is they don't have the airflow for it or air bins for it. But we're hopefully gonna get it off. So
thanks for tuning in to this week's dry bean scene, made possible in part by Central Valley Bean Cooperative, SRS Commodities, and UPL.